Before the arrival of zebra mussels, the Mississippi River at Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, was one of the best places in the country to find native mussels. Kurt Welke used to scuba dive there when he first started working for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in 1988. The river bottom was clean sand and gravel, like a cobblestone path. 12 years later, zebra mussels have made it unrecognizable.
It'd be like if I took about a million brown soda bottles and broke them into small pieces and spread them on the bottom of the river about 6 inches deep. That's what it feels like. It's very sharp, very angular, kind of crunchy. They do accrete a lot of kind of slime. So it's kind of a fetid environment.
Zebra mussels hog food, space, and oxygen. They cluster so thickly on the native mussel shells they can't open. Scientists who have dedicated their careers to native mussels have seen the number of species at their study sites plummet at an ever-accelerating pace. Even before the invasion, Higgins eye mussels were rare. Now they're almost gone. So Welke and other biologists have begun raising them at a hatchery near Genoa, Wisconsin. They want to build up their numbers, then put them back in the wild. In their early stages, the mussels are so tiny it takes a microscope to see them.
If you look long enough, you'll see what looks, it looks like a little tongue sticking out of it. Actually,
oh, yeah?
What?
It just waved it, yep. Oh, and it's like a little clear mussel, like
exactly.
A little tiny mussel made of glass.
Yes.
In nature, tiny Higgins eyes find homes by hitching rides on fish. The mother mussel lures in a passing fish using a special flap of skin that looks like a minnow. When the fish comes in close, the mother mussel sprays her young into its gills. The tiny mussels grow in the gills, then drop off and sink to the river bottom, where they reach maturity. It's an ingenious, complicated life cycle. It was always a gamble, but the odds got worse when the Army Corps of Engineers built the lock and dam system on the upper Mississippi. The dams eliminated many of the fish the Higgins eye and other native mussels depended on. Now, Welke is trying, by artificial means, to improve the chances of the baby Higgins eye's survival. On a bright summer day, Welke wades shoulder-deep in the Wisconsin River, a few miles upstream of where it joins the Mississippi. He's looking for a suitable home for a batch of microscopic Higgins eyes.
I'm going to go down and check the bottom. Feel a little softer here.
The Wisconsin here is a green and peaceful river with a sand bottom free of zebra mussels. Welke searches for a spot where the currents are right, silt won't build up, and water levels are sufficient.
4.1 feet. In this river, you can lose a foot of water overnight, no problem. I'd give us 3. I'd feel better if we were in 5.
Welke finds what he hopes will be a good spot. He and his assistant line shallow wooden trays with gravel, then add muddy sand from the river bottom. They put screens on top of the trays to keep out predators. Just before they sink them to the river bottom, they pour in a few cups of what looks like sandy water, thousands of microscopic mussels voyaging into new territory.
I'll live long and prosper, you guys, please.
If all goes well, a couple hundred young mussels will make it in these boxes. Higgins eyes can live as long as 40 years. Welke hopes if they can just hang on in Mississippi tributaries like the Wisconsin, someday conditions will improve on the Mississippi itself and the mussels can be saved from extinction. It's a long shot, but he's devoted a good part of his life to it.
Why is this so important? Well, It's an aesthetic consideration. These animals have been here since the dawn of time. They deserve to be here. They've always been here. This is where they should be. And I obviously have a bias. I have a fondness towards them. But it just seems incumbent that we do something so that these just don't cease to exist here. It's important. I can't give you an economic role that they provide. I can't give you a cure cancer justification, but they're here and they've always been here, and that's good enough for me.
For years, biologists like Welke were the only ones who paid much attention to the plight of the Higgins eye, but recently the mussel got a new ally, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. In May, the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service declared that the Corps of Engineers' navigation operations on the Upper Mississippi jeopardized the Higgins Eye's survival. The Corps must begin a program like the one Welke and his colleagues pioneered, relocating mussels onto Mississippi tributaries. Suddenly, a powerful agency has a lot riding on the fate of a small mud-brown mussel. Its long odds for survival may be looking up. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.